Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stism, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stism.
Awesome. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today on this crazy Monday. You know me, I'm the roving radio show host, so I'm not in Louisiana today, guys. I hear it's cold down there, though, if you're down there in Houston and or Texas and Louisiana. But I am in upstate New York. I think we're kind of out in the woods at one of my friend's homes, but I think it's close to Hillsborough, New York. So just to kind of give everybody a location here, we're about 2 hours north of New York City. And I'm in the area because on Friday I was in New York City to receive an award. I got the, it's called a Stevie Award, and I was awarded the bronze level of that award for Entrepreneur of the Year for product development. So it was really cool to be there. There were quite a few nominees. To even get bronze was an amazing accomplishment, and really it is a testament to the team that I've put together to build this business, and it's really exciting to get that award, and especially it's exciting for the whole team. So I'm pumped up about that, and still here in New York. I'm heading out this afternoon to go back to the city and catch a plane in the morning to go to South Carolina, and then I think that next week I'll be doing the show actually from Louisiana again. So it's one of those crazy months. It's been a crazy month of travel, but all good, fun stuff. So before we jump into the really important stuff, the reason that you're here, I want to remind you, do a little bit of housekeeping. Remember that you are welcome. We would love to have you on our show, either as a guest. You can find out more about that by going to takeactiongetprofitsradio.com. Or you can simply call in and maybe you want to speak to one of our guests. Maybe you have an opinion on something we're talking about on the show. Maybe you have an idea for other entrepreneurs that you want to share. And you can reach us at 347-989-1363. That's 347-989-1363. So be sure that you put that in your speed dial, put on there Michelle's Great Radio Show, whatever you want to call it. I have no problem with you calling it that, by the way. And then all you're going to do when you dial in is press 1, and you'll be connected to the producer, and he'll get you through to me. And the other thing I wanted to remind you is that you should connect with us on Facebook. You're going to go to facebook.com/decisiveminds and facebook.com/toughtalkradio. You can ask any questions there, connect with us there, and also let us know what it is that you have on your mind and what you want to talk about. This show is all about building business. It's for the entrepreneur, whatever those things may be that's going on for you. You need more marketing ideas. You need to know how to close more sales, whatever that might be. And then one last thing, you can find this show on iTunes, and we've been doing really great in the new and noteworthy section for business news. Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. So it's Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. When you get there, you're going to see a button that says View in iTunes. You will click on that, and then be sure you click on the subscribe button. We would also love for you to rate the show and leave us a comment there so that we can know you're out there and that you're listening. We've been kind of fluctuating between, I think the highest we got was number 4 on the new and noteworthy, and we've been kind of fluctuating between the number 4 and number 10 over the last couple of weeks. So, you know, go check it out. Hit that review button and help us to get back up to the top of new and noteworthy. And then, you know, I do a video podcast as well. You can find that one at entrepreneurstakeaction.com. And that one is a short little 3 to 4 minute how to build your business videos that I record, just business tips. That's all they are. So you'll want to check that out. It's been doing real fabulous too. When I looked last week, it was sitting number 1 on new and noteworthy for the overall category of business. So that's very cool. Today I wanted to talk to you, before we bring on our two great guests, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about credibility builders. You know, when we are looking at what are those things that are going to help us hit the ground running next year. We're coming close to the beginning of the year, and you know, looking at what this year looked like. And by the way, that doesn't mean you could slow down for this year. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, what are the things that you can be looking at working on right now over the next 2 months or the next month, however long we have before next year, that helps you to hit the ground running. And one of those areas that you want to focus on are, you know, what I call credibility builders. So what are those things out there that you can do, that you can provide people that give you instant credibility? There are a couple of things that I usually recommend for my clients to look at. The first thing, number one, is to look at more speaking engagements. Now, for some of you, I know this is to be true because it was me at one point. It might be a little on the terrifying side to think of being out there speaking. And so it could be that that's holding you back. Number two, it could be that you don't know what to get out and speak about. And number three, it could be that no one knows who you are. So how can you get out there? Who's going to let you come speak? And, you know, back in 2010, when I started this business, pretty much all three of those things were right for me, right? I didn't know what to talk about. I couldn't even fathom the thought of being in front of a crowd on a stage. And then the third thing was no one knew who I was, so why would they ask me to come speak in the first place? So let me just share with you what I did to get that started. In the beginning, I created my own show, right? It was a teleseminar. People would have to opt in, meaning they had to give me their email address to be able to get access to it. I did one every other week, and all it was an interview series because I really didn't have a clue what I would get out and speak about. So I would bring in people to do an interview, just like this radio show is now, right? Back then I was doing my own teleseminars. Now I'm doing the Take Action, Get Profits radio show. And but here's what I want you to know about why this is a credibility builder. Whether it is an official radio show like this, or a podcast, or a teleseminar, or whatever you want to call it, a webinar, whether you are the teacher or whether you are the host who's asking the questions, people see you as the expert. You have instant credibility simply by being the leader. Now, you hear me say often that credibility is yours to lose, right? So as long as you get on there, provide great information, ask the right questions, let your guests provide great information, make your guests look good so that they want to return as well. Your audience gets fantastic knowledge, and they look at you as the leader, as being credible in your arena. So I think that's an extremely important way, no matter where you are in your business, for you to get started building credibility, right? So look at whether you should be doing a radio show, a podcast, a telesummit, or teleseminar, or webinar, whatever that might be, excuse me, and if you don't have your own content yet, start by interviewing others, okay? Hey, Oprah got rich doing that. Remember that, people. All right, and the second thing that you can do is write a book. And so for a lot of you, I know that my entire life it seems like I always said, I'm going to write a book. And it never really happened. And it wasn't until I got into this business and I met a woman and she introduced me to the concept that a book does not have to be a novel to be successful, right? A book, actually, most people don't make a lot of money off of their books. A book is a marketing tool when we are building a business. So it doesn't matter what business you're in, you can write a book about that industry. If you've been blogging, maybe you just take a bunch of your blog posts and combine them and create a book. If you're not sure what to write about, you can start with a book of quotes, and maybe you're going to choose 52 quotes, one for each week of the year, and you put the quote on the page, and then below that quote, you write why you think that quote's important. I mean, there's a gazillion ways for you to look at content for a book. If you are building a business, this is what I know to be true. You know, you have a lot of information. You know a lot of things about your industry. If you didn't, you wouldn't be building that business. Okay, so I want you to look at all the content you already have created. A lot of times you don't even have to go create new content for a book. You just need to look at the content that you've already done. Maybe you've taught workshops, and so you have content that you've used in those workshops, or blogging, or you've recorded videos, or you've recorded audios. You could do a book. Guess what, guys? If you started doing that a radio show or a teleseminar or anything like that, you can take that content and put a book together, right? Let those people know that you interviewed, that you're going to put them in this book, and that you're going to share what they said. Just have your audios transcribed and put that together in a book. And in this day and age, we can self-publish, so it makes life super easy. The first couple of books I self-published through lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, and now I use lightningsource.com. There's lots of places for you to self-publish your books, and it's not as expensive as you would think. Alrighty, so there you go, a couple of ideas on things you can do right now to get started for next year with your approach to credibility throughout that year and building your expert status. So we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to our first guest of the show. So hold on, see you on the other side.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to SellingInASkirtWithJudyHoberman.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Awesome, and we are back with our first guest of the show. Dr. Lori, are you there?
I am here, Michelle.
Hi, I'm so excited to have you here. I want to start by sharing with everyone just a little bit about you, and then we'll get the real story from you. How about that?
Sounds good.
So guys, this is Dr. Lori Hobson, and she is both talented and a lifelong learner. She received her bachelor's degree in psychology from Norfolk State University. Her master's degree in rehabilitation counseling came from Hunter College in New York City. Her doctorate in organizational leadership is from Nova Southeastern University in Florida. Girl, you did the school thing, didn't you? And so. Yes, you did. So Dr. Lori was an integral part of the Norfolk State University Counseling Center's leadership team. In addition to providing individual and group counseling, she provided crisis counseling and supervised graduate interns. She also worked with undergraduate peer educators to develop and deliver essential educational programming related to life skills. She has a book. It's called Mama Sayings and Life Reflections, and it puts a new twist on life's little instruction book. Dr. Lori takes everyday witticisms shared by her family members and those of others, and combines them in a way that entertains and educates. She uses her expertise as a counselor, life coach, and trainer to teach very valuable life lessons. She is transparent and courageous in her willingness to share her own experiences as well as those of others. Her witty and genuine style of storytelling will take you from laughter to tears and back again. And I have to say, I met Dr. Lori, gosh, I guess it's been about 6-8 weeks ago now, at an event. We sat by each other, and she was such a delight. I just couldn't wait to have you on the show. And so I'm just so happy that you're here with us, Dr. Lori.
Well, thank you. That introduction sounds so good. I was kind of, you know, forgetting I had to talk. I was just sitting here listening to this wonderful person you were introducing.
I know. How great is that? So, I love it when people do that for me, too. So I completely get that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'd like to start the show out with, you know, letting you kind of just, so we know your educational background, but tell us what brought you to what it is that you're up to right now. And then we're going to talk a little bit about your book, and we're going to talk about, you know, just kind of what your desire is in this world. So let's go from there.
Well, okay. I'm going to try not to be too long.
Okay.
I'll tell you, the very beginning was when I worked as a counselor at Norfolk State University, and I consistently, over time, met the most amazing women who actually did not know how amazing they were. Sometimes I would be so astonished I couldn't close my mouth with this beautiful, intelligent, talented, just awesome woman. And it wouldn't always be young women. They'd be women my age and older, you know, and younger. That they would be in my office and they would be saying, well, you know, I don't think I'm really smart or I'm not really pretty. And I found myself saying to some of them, baby, don't you have a mirror? You know, how do you not know how amazing you are? And I found myself, Michelle, having that conversation individually over and over and over. And after a while, after a few years, I thought, you know, I need to get these women in the same room and tell them all together, you know, so I can reach more of them. And I started a workshop called Finding Your Beauty, which eventually became the name of my business. And Finding Your Beauty was designed to teach women to celebrate, to give them permission, to give themselves permission to celebrate the things about them that were wonderful. That was before I pursued my doctorate. But what I found was, what I learned from that was, you know, these women just needed to know that it was okay, that you're not conceited, you know, you're simply confident. Because I'm a strong believer, and it's a part of my book, it's a quote in my book, that confidence and humility are not opposites. Sometimes people think they're opposite. What's the opposite of confidence is humility. That's not true. They can and should coexist within all of us. It is my personal belief that God gives us all certain talents and gifts. And because of that, we should be confident that we have them. I mean, after all, you know, it was a gift that we were given by our Creator. Now, I believe that you should also be humble for the same reason. You know, I happen to know that I am a talented speaker, I'm a great counselor, and I'm a great life coach. I didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, this is what I'm going to be, and it just happened.
That's right.
If that was the case, hey, I would want to be in the WNBA. That's not the way it goes. So I am confident in my ability, in my God-given abilities, and I am humble because they are God-given abilities.
Yeah.
And the more I began to do this workshop, the more I began to have these conversations, the more I began to have this mission, so to speak, to help women to understand that it's okay. And then as I began to grow and blossom and prosper professionally, I found myself being attacked and kind of blindsided, sometimes by people who were close to me, sometimes by people that I liked, that I thought liked me. And I realized that one of the consequences of being awesome and knowing that you're awesome is that certain people are going to attack you. I learned that I have a light. and that that most people are attracted to my light. And most of the time what that means is that they like me, they want to talk to me, they want to ask me questions, be in my presence, so forth. But there's a very tiny percentage of the population that are also attracted to my light, but they want to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself suffering as a result of that. People putting me down, people trying to convince me that I was incompetent, people laughing at me or appearing frustrated when I spoke, when I was animated, when I did me.
Right.
And that's when the concept of resilience came in. And I realized how resilient I needed to be to survive that and how resilient I actually was. And so when I went to school to study leadership, what I studied for my dissertation was resilience in women leaders. And Michelle, you would be amazed. I know I was. When I began to do my research looking for literature on the need for resilience or on resilience in women leaders, do you know, Michelle, I found nothing.
Wow.
No one was writing on that topic with that mm-hmm. population.
Hmm.
They were writing about, I found lots of literature on resilience, lots of literature on leadership, lots of literature on leadership and gender, lots of literature on resilience in teenagers or victims of trauma or things like that, but nothing on resilience in women leaders. And everybody, including my dissertation chair, everybody I spoke to, and I said, you know, a woman's got to be tough. She's an entrepreneur, she must be resilient to be able to maintain that.
That's right.
People are going to take
exactly right.
And everybody said just what you said, Michelle. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely correct.
I loved it. I was digging around on your website, and I saw your video downloads, the 5 tips for becoming president of your own fan club. And, I think that's such a great approach, right? We have got to be our own fans. We have got to be, I love that you said that confidence and humility are not opposites.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure at what point we're taught that is so, but I know that there's a lot of that belief
mm-hmm.
out there, and
mm-hmm.
It's time to shift that. So very cool. That seems to be your mission, right? The whole
yes.
idea of the resilience. So talk to me about, when we, for, our audience in particular, we're looking at entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, small business owners. And when we look at women in the entrepreneurial world, you were just talking about that, I think, kind of leading into it. Talk to us a little bit about that resilience and what that looks like. What does it show up as for these women?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a good question, and it really depends on who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to the woman who has that business, in her that's just dying to come out or is in the process of coming out, it may look like faith. It may look like a mission. It may look like a vision or a life's purpose, or this is something I just have to do because I know there's a niche for it, or I know people need it, or, whatever your things are, if you're talking to that woman. If you're talking to the haters, that percentage of people that want to put out her light,
mm-hmm.
it sounds like crazy. It sounds like stupid. It sounds like, who do you think you are? It sounds like, I'm just going to sit here and watch her fall on her face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you're talking to people who are attracted to her light, who are sitting back thinking, gosh, I wish I was brave enough to do that. It looks like courage. It
yeah.
looks like you go, girl. It looks like, I can't wait to see you on television. I can't wait to buy your product. I can't wait to go to your show or something along that line. Whatever it looks like, whoever you're talking to, resilience is absolutely at the core of that, Michelle. You have to be brave enough to say, I'm going for this. And I don't
right.
care, You know, I don't care, best friend, you think I'm crazy. I don't care, boss, you think, you know, I'll be back with, you know, with my head down, with my head bowed, begging for my job back. You know, I don't care about that. I don't care that maybe for a while I don't make as much as I used to, or that what I do make goes right back into my business. I don't care, because I'm working today, and I'm standing today to see a better tomorrow.
Very good. I love it. So, listen, I want to be sure that we get to talk a little bit about your book. So why don't you share with us what, you know, what it's all about? And don't forget to tell us where we can get it.
Oh, I will not. Why don't I start there? You can get it from my website, which is www.lorihobson.com, and Lori Hobson is spelled LoriHob, like boy, S like Sam, O-N like Nancy. And my book is called Mama Sayings and Life Reflections. And the book began, is so interesting. As I was listening to your intro, Michelle, I thought, geez, has she been talking to me? Because we talked about creating that book. That's exactly how this book happened. The book came out of a file on my computer as a result of me sharing things that my mother said to me as I was going through different stages of my life. And I would call my mama sayings. And I would say that to clients or students. I'd say, hey, let me share one of my mama sayings with you. This is what my mother said to me when I had this issue or problem or challenge. And my mom died in 1994. And I was, Michelle, I was afraid I would forget what she said. Mm-hmm. And so I started writing it down. And that kind of inspired me. And I started making them up. And then I started telling people what I was doing, and they started telling me things, and I started to build on that. And it started out as a list until my friend Jewel Diamond Taylor, I don't know, somebody out there probably knows Jewel. She's an amazing motivational speaker. Jewel called me and said, Lori, why is it on your computer? What good is it doing there? Take it off and publish it. So I did. And after a few days, after it was published, people said, well, Lori, you don't tell any of the stories behind the sayings. And so I came up with another edition, and that's where the life reflections came in. And mm-hmm. I began telling some of the stories behind the sayings, how I came up with them, my own experiences. I started interviewing other people and getting stories from them, and that's how I added the life reflections. And I'd like to share with you the very first of my mama sayings, the one that I shared most often with other people.
Great.
And the one that came from my mom.
Wonderful.
And what she used to say to me was, the best defense is a good offense. Remember that when someone tells you that it is your fault when they mistreat you. And it's kind of funny, Michelle, I found out years ago, all of you sports fans, I found out years later, I'm sorry, that the best defense is a good offense was a quote from some really famous coach.
Yeah, exactly.
But the first time I heard it, it was coming out of my mother's mouth. And she was, and we were talking about a relationship. You know how you have that boyfriend who you know, is mean to you and says, it's all your fault. If you weren't this way or you didn't do this, I wouldn't be mean. It was one of those kind of situations. And that's what my mother said to me, and it was something that I shared very
yeah.
often. The very first one I wrote down, and it grew from there.
That's awesome. You know, we do. I've always heard it in a sports arena. And so when you said that, remember that when someone says it's your fault, when someone hurts you, right? Yeah, that's it gives it a totally new spin. That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. Just gotta love when Mama's on right on top of it, right? She probably always knew the right thing.
She was a really amazing woman. I used to call her the universal mom because she mothered and nurtured so many people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. Well, congratulations for taking the step. You know, it took a lot of courage on your part to take all of that and to, you know, go out and talk to others and get theirs as well and turn that into a book that's going to be of such great value for so many people. So very
Thank
good.
You.
There's your resilience at work, right?
Yes.
Love
absolutely.
It. Awesome.
Absolutely. And you know, people can go to my website, lorihopson.com, and there is a media book tab. And please, I thank you so much, Michelle, for mentioning the 5 tips to becoming president of your own fan club. That is a free video download. I would love it if listeners would download the video. And please send me an email. Let me know what you thought. Let me know if there's anything you'd add or what kind of experience you had as a result of listening to the video, watching the video.
Wonderful. Okay, so we're going to actually take a break. And before we do, I just want to remind you again that you can find Dr. Lori at lorihobson.com, LORIHOBSON.com. And Lori, thank you so much for having you here. We'll have to have you back, and you can share some more of those great mama sayings.
Oh, I would certainly love that, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so very welcome. All right, guys, be sure and hang on. When we come back from our break, we're going to speak to our second guest of the show. See you in a little bit.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Yay, and we are back. Wasn't Dr. Lori awesome? I told you that she would be. And our second guest is just as amazing. Kathy Sherry, are you out there?
I am here, Michelle.
I am so excited that you are here with us today. You know, guys, you're going to just absolutely love this. Kathy, I'm going to read your bio, but because it's just so amazing. But I just wanted to say that, you know, Kathy and I, it was one of those situations where we just kind of kept crossing in the same circles. And then eventually Kathy came out and she was one of the speakers at my Take Action, Get Profits event this year. And I have to just tell you that so many people were just blown away by your talk that you did. So just really excited to have you here. You're in a very exciting field that a lot of people are paying attention to. So let me start by just kind of sharing your stuff with everybody, and then I'm going to let you kind of give them just a little bit juicier background. How about that?
Okay.
So Kathy is a multiple Emmy Award-winning television producer with more than 20 years of experience as a producer and executive at some of the most prestigious networks in the world, including CBS and NBC, working with Leslie Stahl and Bob Simon from 60 Minutes, as well as Dan Rather and Brian Williams. In her first venture as an entrepreneur, she co-founded a multiple seven-figure independent television production company in New York City, which produced programs for cable networks including Bravo, MSNBC, Food Network, HGTV, and Lifetime. And Kathy, I am just so very excited to have you here and just to kind of have a conversation with everyone around, you know, what does it look like and what are the opportunities here in a very, I think, in a point in history where this is such a huge opportunity for entrepreneurs to some pretty easy visibility out in the world. You know, if we look at where we were, you know, for me as a serial entrepreneur, I know what it was like trying to get that visibility 20 or 30 years ago. And looking at the opportunity now is just unbelievable. So first, let me say welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, I'm so excited. And then I want to start by, you know, just you have such a great story. Is there anything else you would add there? What was it that brought you to this direction in the first place?
You know something? I actually started my career in radio. It's my first love. My father was in radio most of my life, and we were kind of a radio family. My brother was a sportscaster and a salesman, and I was a DJ and a salesman and saleswoman. It was a small-town radio, and we all kind of did everything, and it was a lot of fun. But so that's really, I think, what drew me into it, and went to school and studied journalism, and just had some remarkable, I don't like to say too much it was luck. There was a lot of hard work involved.
Right.
But being in the right place at the right time, and I was still in my 20s when I got my big break, and suddenly I was producer on the Evening News with Dan Rather, which was the flagship show for, and at that time, CBS was the network everybody wanted to be at. And it all kind of flowed from there. And I had just a wonderful, wonderful career, many opportunities, witnessed so much history. And I was there at the right time, because I don't think it's quite as easy or as much fun these days, because we had money to spend back then. and there's not so much of that anymore. But of course, there's, you know, the technology has advanced incredibly, so it isn't as cumbersome or as expensive. But anyhow, I had a great career at CBS, and when I had an opportunity, when my career or my contract came up for the first time after I had been there for 11 years, I decided to see what else was out there, and I actually got offers from ABC and NBC, but NBC at the time was doing this crazy thing, a joint venture with Microsoft called MSNBC, and I just thought, damn, that sounds like the future. and that's what I really wanted, and I, you know, pushed and pushed, and that's what I got, and that was an amazing experience, because I was like the third person in the door creating an entire news channel in less than 6 months. We did it, and oddly enough, that experience is what kind of got my entrepreneurial juices going. And after 3 years, I left there, and then I started the production company in Manhattan, which was going great guns. And then we had this crazy thing happen called 9/11. And talk about needing to be resilient. By the way, Dr. Lori is amazing. I could listen to her all day.
Yeah.
So we took an indirect hit, and we really couldn't save the company. And the years that followed were I was back at CBS for a while, and I dabbled in a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And it's taken me a while to get back to get my entrepreneurial mojo back. And so the business I have right now it's kind of in its third iteration, but I am media and communications coaching. I work with entrepreneurs and executives and on-air TV personalities. And I got to tell you, I think what you're saying is so true. It has never been easier to get this, you know, mass exposure, because there are so many different outlets for it. And it's the opportunity is there for the picking. And it really frustrates me that more entrepreneurs don't take advantage of this. So that's kind of like my mission.
I am so in agreement with you, girl. It's frustrating. It really is.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you were talking at the open of the show about credibility builders, well, geez, you want some instant credibility? Well, you know, being featured in the media is one of the best ways to do that. If you do an interview on TV or radio, where you're quoted or featured in a publication, you get instant credibility. Suddenly you're the expert, the authority in your niche. And it's, I don't know anything that gives you credibility faster than that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Very cool. So why don't we spend a little time, maybe you could share some, just I know there are lots of things that you see entrepreneurs just missing, right? I mean, there are probably just these little things that they could be doing right now that would move them towards the shift. And then I also think that maybe there's a bigger mind shift towards the fact that they can do this, right? So let's talk a little bit about where they could start.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because I do think, you know, for a lot of people, it starts with a mindset shift. Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, their first thought is, oh, that sounds great someday. You know, or I'm not ready. I don't know how much I hear that. It's like, I'm not ready. You know, Dr. Lori was talking about the confidence and humility are not opposites. And I was actually talking to a prospect the other day, and she's a business owner. And she said, you know, I know I should probably do this, but I just don't like promoting myself. I just don't like people who do that. And, you know, for her, it was like to put herself out in front and be the representative, you know, be the brand that is her business in the public eye was like, you know, grandstanding or showboating. So
right. She
first needs a good mindset shift. And I think that the mindset issues range from that sort of feeling, like, who am I to get up there and pretend to be the expert. People are afraid to own their expertise. And and that's really key. But we're all experts. If we have a business, first of all, we're all experts at being us. No, you know, nobody else can be you but you. So you're an expert at being you, and you have knowledge and skills and talent that other people could use, and if they know about you.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with the mindset, and I think that's the big thing, is to think you don't have to be ready. I mean, you don't have to be ready as far as how far you are into your business. Anytime you start taking steps, this kind of exposure, it's going to help grow your business so fast.
So what do you think, besides the mindset, is holding them back? Is it do they hear, get yourself on TV and radio and think, holy moly, I don't know how to do that, right?
Well, yes. They don't know where to start. They don't have the first inclination of how to do that. And it's a lot of people are just scared, particularly when you talk about radio and TV. I got to be honest with you. I'm a behind-the-scenes person my entire career. When I had to start getting out in front of the camera, it was a painful process. So I know how to do that now, and I can teach other people how to do that. Because I loved being anonymous. You know, it's like nobody knew I was doing all the work, and, you know, it's like nobody ever saw me, and that was great.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big it is, it's not knowing where to begin and being a little intimidated by the whole thing.
Right. So let's give everybody a great tip on how to begin. What should they do first?
Well, the first thing they should do is start paying attention to who their target audience is following. And when I say following, I don't necessarily mean in the social media sense. But where's your target audience already hanging out? Who are they getting their news from? Who, you know, what magazines do they read? What influential bloggers do they follow? And sort of just start by identifying maybe five. And, who's the, if you're a health coach is always such a great and easy example, and they're so in demand, health and nutrition people. Mm-hmm. Because everybody is covering health and nutrition all the time. So they're a great example. But, you know, you find out, okay, who's the beat reporter for the local newspaper or the local radio or TV station? Because even the TV stations will usually have, like, their health and medical unit or whatever, you know, some sort of somebody devoted to that. And then you start trying to, you know, develop a little bit of a relationship with them. The first thing you do is you figure out who they are and what they do and what they need. And then you start volunteering yourself as a resource to them. This is the dirty little secret about the whole business right now of news and information, is it is in has been for many decades, but seriously retrenching. And people that, especially since the Great Recession a couple of years ago, people are doing the jobs of five people. And they, mm-hmm. you know, you can be a gift to them. They need content because not only, I mean, if it's radio, if it's TV, it's print, they're also feeding a website 24/7. They need great content. So if you could, you know, say you've developed this relationship with this beat reporter in your niche and, you know, it's somebody that people in your audience pay attention to, and you can see what, you know, what he or she needs, and you offer something to them as a resource, and then you, you know, over time, you know, develop a little bit of a relationship, and then you ask to be interviewed, or you pitch a story with an idea that is a hook on some breaking news or other big news or a holiday, anything, and mm-hmm. say, I could do this, I could do X, Y, and Z. You make it easy for them. Make yourself an easy yes by providing them, but do the work for them as much as you can, because they're going to love you for that. And mm-hmm. that's what I think most people don't know.
It's looking for the story in the opportunity, I think, as well, right? So, you know, we just, we just had Veterans Day, right? And my team came to me, and you know, we're all about business, and they were looking at Veterans Day, and they said, do you know there's a huge majority of veterans that start their own businesses? They're hugely entrepreneurial. And so we, you know, wrote a story and blog post and put out a press release from that angle of veterans as entrepreneurs.
I saw that, and I thought that was very smart. I think that's exactly the kind of thinking you need. You need to be looking at what's happening out there already that is relatable to what I do and what I offer and my expertise, and then find your way into that story. And if you put pitches out like that to producers and bookers and editors, you will get featured.
Right. Very cool. Awesome. So let me make sure I'm on doing the time thing here. Okay. We're doing great. Very good. So they go out, they start to pay attention, figure out who those beat reporters are for in their local area or in their arena, I guess, of expertise, and just start to put, I love that you said, to become a resource for them, right? So this is very important, guys. It's not about go out and pitch them. It's to go out and help them and show that you're there to support and to be a resource, so that guess what happens when someone's a resource, right? They become that person that they want to go to. They become the person that gets quoted. So that's absolutely brilliant. Any other quick tips that you want to share?
Yes, definitely. I hope everybody that's listening is aware of this already, but if they're not, there is this amazing service that has been around for quite some time now called Help a Reporter Out, and it's haro.net, haro.net. It's a free service, or you can upgrade to a premium service and make it more targeted, but 3 times a day into your inbox, you get a listing of requests that reporters, bloggers, producers, you know, national syndicated shows are looking for X. And if you see a match there, you just answer the query. And there's a way to do that properly too, but we won't go into all the details on that. But this is a free resource that's available to anybody. And it will, you'll start seeing where the opportunities are. And even if you're a little hesitant to even act on it yet, but it'll start opening your eyes to, well, you know, gee, I could talk about that because I know about that. And so that's a great resource that I recommend everybody tap into as well as a starting point. And now, because I'm a media coach, I highly recommend that people get some training on their message and their performance and their presence before they actually start pitching themselves to be interviewed, because you want to really when you do get those opportunities, you want to knock them out of the park and you want to get asked back. Because once you have one successful appearance, let's say on a TV show, in the media, we all watch each other. We get all of our ideas from each other. We're like, oh, she's a good talker. Let's get her on tomorrow.
Right.
It's like, but you want to, what you don't want to do is get that first opportunity and blow it.
Right.
Because that's, this is why I really recommend that people who are serious about this, and I think a lot more people need to be serious about this if they want to grow their business fast and build their name, their brand, as the authority, the go-to person in the niche. This is the way to do it. But be prepared. I really don't want people to be unprepared. I don't want them to get caught off guard, because that, can be devastating to them personally. And secondly, they may never get asked back anywhere.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that, what a media coach really is and what they do for you. And that is, you are the person that helps them to get to that. Well, I'm going to say helps them get comfortable. I don't know if they're ever comfortable. I just will be real honest with you guys, right? We do things uncomfortably. And
yes.
However, we can be ready and prepared. And that is what you do, right? You work with entrepreneurs and those people that are ready to put themselves or want to put themselves out in a big way. True?
Absolutely. And I think that, I think entrepreneurs, particularly women entrepreneurs, are playing a huge role right now in this country and in this world. And I see far too few of them getting their message out in that big way. And I feel like, the women entrepreneurs have the opportunity to be the real catalyst for positive change now. And I want to make sure that those people are being heard and they're being remembered and that they're connecting. It's not just about getting out there. You want to really connect with the audience. And that's where what comes from the training, I think.
Right. Perfect. So we're running out of time. We're getting ready to go to another break. And I want to be sure to give everybody your website address. And so it's Kathy Sherry, and that is K-A-T-H-Y. S is in Sam, C is in Charlie, I-E-R-E. .com. So SCIERE.com. Kathy, anywhere else you want them to connect with you?
Well, yeah, I'm going to tell two quick things. Because my name is a little bit challenging, getmediaready.com will take you there as well.
Wonderful.
Just get media ready. I don't have as many domain names as you do, Michelle, but I'm getting
it. I love it.
And I did want to offer all of your listeners today a free gift. This is an on-demand webinar, Pitch the Media Like a Pro. It's 5 insider secrets to land major media exposure and grow your profits with free publicity. And you can find that at beamediamagnet.com.
Oh, great. Beamediamagnet.com. We will also be pushing that out through social media for you. So,
fabulous.
Very good. Thank you so much, Kathy. It was great having you here. This is a conversation that is near and dear to my heart. I want people to be out and be seen and just really take the opportunities that are available right now. So thank you so much for being here. We'll have to have you back.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. I'd love to come back. Thank you so much.
Awesome. All right, guys, be sure that you go visit Kathy at her website, getmediaready.com, and hold on. We'll be back after these few commercial breaks.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
All righty, and we are back. Another fantastic show, all about to wrap up here. First, we started out with Dr. Lori Hobson, and Dr. Lori was really sharing with us the conversation around resilience in women and women leaders. That's her specialty, where she's really focused, and she told us about her book that she wrote, Mama's Sayings and Life Reflections. You can find out more about Dr. Lori at Lori Hobson, which is LoriHobson.com. You can find information there about her book. And I have to say that one of the things I just absolutely loved that she said during the show was that confidence and humility are not opposites. And for a lot of women, that is, you know, it's a way we were kind of brought up as little girls. So I think that that's an important step, important realization for each and every one of us to understand that it is perfectly fine to be confident. I have no problem in the confidence area, and I can still have humility at the same time, and so can you. So thank you, Dr. Lori, for being here. And then we just had a fantastic conversation with Kathy Sherry, and, you know, I'd start out the show talking about can get credibility, right, and writing a book or being seen as a speaker or hosting a show, being a radio show host or doing a podcast. And Kathy added to that list, getting on TV or, you know, national radio or those types of things also are instant credibility builders, really big. So Kathy is a media and communications coach, and she's, you know, she's got a big mission, and it really is to show you as an entrepreneur that there are big opportunities for you right now that are not those multi-million dollar ad campaigns to get out there and get seen. And, you know, the fact of the matter is it takes a little courage to do what we do. It takes more courage to put yourself out there in a big way as far as visibility goes. And a lot of people, they don't have the courage. And so we see those that do, those are the ones that succeed. So I encourage you to, you know, I always tell people I only need 20 seconds of courage, right? It only takes 20 seconds to say yes. It only takes 20 seconds to actually step onto the stage or to sit down on the seat in front of the camera, whatever that might be. So be sure that you connect with Kathy Sherry. You can reach Kathy at getmediaready.com. Also, she had a great, I believe it was a webinar download called Pitch the Media Like a Pro, and you can find that at beamediamagnet.com. Kathy gave us great advice throughout the show, and one of the things that she talked about, which is something that I use, is called Haro, H-A-R-O.net. It's really help a reporter out. Is what that HARO stands for. But, you know, you have to kind of be on top of things. You got to be prepared as soon as they say they're looking for a lead on a story or something like that. But you need to put yourself out there. That's how you get those opportunities, is you have to let people know. It is your responsibility, remember. It is your responsibility as the entrepreneur to let people know that you're there and what that change is that you're making in this ever-changing world of ours. So thank you again for being here with us today. This has been another fantastic show. We will be back with you next Monday, 2 Central, and I think I'll actually be in Louisiana for that one. So I'm going to head on out and head back to New York City this afternoon, and I will be talking to you guys again real soon. Until then, have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you again later. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.